Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Lesson, a novel by Suzanne Woods Fisher, performed by Amy Rubinate. 1. The year Mary Kate Lapp turned 19 started out fine enough. Life seemed full of endless possibilities. But as the year went on, a terrible restlessness began to grow inside of her, like sour yeast in a jar of warm water on a sunny windowsill. There were days when she thought she couldn't stand another moment in this provincial little town, and days when she thought she could never leave. On a sun-drenched afternoon, MK was zooming along on a red scooter past an English farmer's sheep pasture with a book propped above the handlebars, a habit that her stepmother Fern scolded her about relentlessly. She was just about to live happily ever after with the story's handsome hero when a very loud boom suddenly interrupted her reading. Most folks would have turned tail and run, but not MK. She might have considered it, but as usual, curiosity got the best of her. She zoomed back down the street, hopped off her scooter, climbed up on the fence, and there she saw him, an English sheep farmer in overalls, sprawled flat on the ground with a large rifle next to him. The frightened sheep were huddled in the far corner of the pasture. Doozy, MK's big old yellow dog of dubious ancestry, elected to stay behind with the scooter. MK wasn't sure what to do next. Should she see if the sheep farmer was still alive? He didn't look alive. He looked very, very dead. She wouldn't know what to do anyway. Healing bodies was her sister Sadie's department. And what if the murderer were close by? No, sir, she was brave, but you had to draw the line somewhere. But she could go to the phone shanty by the schoolhouse and make a 911 call for the police. So that's what she did. She waited at the phone shanty until she heard the sirens and saw the revolving lights on top of the sheriff's car. Then she jumped on her scooter and hurried back to the sheep pasture. The sheriff walked over to ask MK if she was the one who had called 911. She had known Sheriff Hoffman all her life. He was a pleasant-looking man with a short haircut, brown going gray around his ears, and a permanent suntan. Tall and impressive in his white uniform shirt and crisp black pants, radio clipped to one hip, gun holster on the other. He questioned MK about every detail she could recall, which wasn't much other than a loud gunshot. She didn't even know the farmer's name.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?